لا يسوني ما شو بدير كيف انا قد ايش بدي اسوني ما احنا وليس لنا معين في شدائدنا وضيقتنا سواك اجعلنا رب مستعقين ونقول باسم الشكر لنا هذه السنوات Flogison is more than a posse.
More
in Chebemo de Paresna, if you have not yet been to Tiras of Becherestos, Jever was in a gona, where voice in a farrier on a shop to Nero of Tiasu Aaron, of Tito, and after Chatanos, I end of all. Μαρ εν τρόπος εν τεβαρέν χεπάεις ο φαίνε μνότηρον τέπον, χεν γυρίν εν τζιβέν τεπί παντο κράτο ρεψό εις επέν νότι. Ευνή βεψό εις ευ νότι επί παντο κράτορ, ευγιώτ επέν τζόι σαβό επέν νότι επέν το τίνε τος πια χαρέστος, νάσκορα. على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال لأنك سترتنا وأنتنا وفصنا وقبلتنا إليك وأشفقت علينا وعضدتنا وأنت أنت بنا إلى هذه الساعة
أطلبوا لك يرحمنا الله أطراف علينا ويسمعنا ويعيننا أقبل صلاة وطلبات قدسي منهم بالصلاح عنا في كل حين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
يا رب
من أجل هذا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر امنحنا أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلامك مع خوف كل حاسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرات الناس الأشرار وقيامة الأعداء الخافيين والظاهرين انزعها عنا وعن سائر شعبك وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى قوة العدو
Yeah. Alen un marintio noti pi pantocrator iotem pensois openuti o pensotir isos vi Christos tentio tento entecmet athos mimerumi. Remember, O Lord, the soul of your servant fallen asleep, our father and brethren.
Lord, have mercy.
Graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in green pastures beside still waters in the palace of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints. Raise up their body also on the day which you have appointed according to your promises which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promise that which an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the things which your God have prepared for the soul of your holy name. For there is no death for your son by departure, even if your negligence or heedlessness have overtaken them as men since they were clothed in flesh and were this world. O God, and good and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, terrible, and forgive them, your servant, the Orthodox Christian, the whole world, from the east to the west, from north to the south, each one according to his name, each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even though his life on earth is a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, report them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of heavens. As for us also, grant our Christian perfection that would be pleasing to you, and give them and us a shared inheritance with all your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in the season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, the hope of all of regions, praise and thank you. O Lord, keep us safe us from generation forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me our statutes. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me to understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Lord, enlighten me without your righteousness.
Your mercy, O Lord, endures
forever. This choice is not but Lord, the works of your hands. You have been my refuge from generation to generation. I asked the Lord and I said, have mercy on me, heal me, my soul, and I have sinned against you. Lord, I have hope in you, save me, and teach me to do your will. For you are my God, and with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Let your name
pass with those who know you, and
your righteousness unto the upright in heart.
To you belongs blessings, to you belongs praise, to you belongs glory, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, existing from the beginning, now and forever and ever. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises unto your name, O Most High, to show forth your mercy every morning and your righteousness every night. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy upon us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who rose from the dead, ascended to the heavens, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of the ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose their souls. O you are without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you are without sin, Lord, help us and receive our supplications. For yours is the glory, dominion, triple holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless them.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, in Christ Jesus our Lord. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Sure.
Lift up our prayers, O beloved Son, that you may forgive us our sins.
As Lord on our behalf, that we may
have mercy on our souls and forgive us our sins.
Intercede
on our behalf, O Lord Christ,
who were
born, that
you
may forgive us our sins.
Lift up our prayers,
O beloved Son,
Ότι παρθένος και όρο μην ενή εσύ νύχτε ρε.
Amen.
Saint Theophilus was brought forth unto us, Savior the whole world, he came and saved our souls. Glory be to you, Christ, our Master, our King, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, for the church of the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, one God, that we worship him, glorify him, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless amen. Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, Pentecostal,
Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became man, and who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered, was buried, and the third day arose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father, with the Father, and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church. We confess and baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the age to come. Amen.
Oh.
افتقدنا بخلاصك واغفر لنا خطايانا
He then need me. السلام Yeah.
us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel reading from the Gospel according to the teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. From the psalm of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountain of Israel. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, the living God, whom is glory forever. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany, the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her."
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Christos Jesus, ben chois. In opion so kyrie.
Vos commentio meta uomini.
Hier in ipansi.
Et opneumas Jesus.
Seidra bies al Masih. Malla lahdu kermit lehev lilehe kotak lulu batat katenam kabila lam kudis al mahi. Ladina fa khafuaget animir kudis yinus ratak alam resiv the Holy Spirit to sin the ultimate darimit to them and those which you retain shall be retained. سلام ايدن يا سيدنا مكبرس كالاطهار انعمت على الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان كنيستك المقدسه يغفر الخطايا على الارض بتحرك اللباطات الظلم. We ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose the bond of our sins. If we have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or wrongly of heart and deed and word from faint heartedness, do a master who knows the weakness of men as a good infant, and grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the fear and slater us unto your all goodwill, For our God, the glory, the honor, the meaning, the adoration are due to good Father, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you, now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. This year marks very important occasions. It's a special year. Beside our fasting for the Mother of God, we have several occasions. The first one is the Golden Jubilee of the apparition of St. Mary in Zaytun. Therefore, we'll see in a couple of nights presentations about this great feast. Also, this year marks 100 years on the establishment of a Sunday school in Egypt. And this happened during the days of Pope Kyrillus the Fifth, which his feast was this morning. He lived 96 years, and he was the longest pope in the history of Alexandria, the Church of Alexandria. He lived about 53 years as a pope. Also, this year marks the declaration of Pope of Rome about the visit of the trip or the journey of the Holy Family during the flee in Egypt. They declared it as a part of the Holy Land visits. بقت جزء من القدس. فيعني كأن اللي هيروح القدس وهيجي مصر يمشي في مسار العائلة المقدسة كأنه إيه راح القدس. دي حاجة كويسة بالنسبة للكنيسة القبطية and for the tour touristic يعني activity of Egypt as well. هيكون كل ليلة, احنا متأخرين شوية النهاردة سوري معلش behind, لكن هنبتدي 8:30 بكرة ونعمل حسابنا نظبط مواعيدنا. هيبقى فيه أول حاجة فيه presentation about the apparition of Saint Mary in Zaytun. After that, our deacons will give us or lead us in some hymns for Saint Mary, and then His Reverend Abuna Rufail Bishara from St. George Church in Montreal will give the sermon of tonight. May the Lord be with us tonight and every night until the end of this blessed fast. Amen.
bless you. His Reverend Father Abuna Rufai Bishara, St. George and Mar Yusuf in Montreal.
The Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. How joyful every time we mention the name of the Mother of God, Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. It brings a certain joy and cherishment to our hearts all. We watch the documentary, and it brings a certain joy. Just mentioning her or saying a tasbihah or tamgid theotokia to St. Mary, it also brings a joy to our hearts. The Fathers, in the series of this fast of St. Mary, we're going to look at the relation between the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and the Fathers, prophets from Old Testament and the New Testament. And we're going to focus tonight on where we say in the Theotokia, the Mother of God, Theotokos, St. Mary, is the salvation of Adam and the rejoice of Eve. And where this exactly came from, why she is the salvation of Adam and rejoice of Eve. If you all remember when Archangel Gabriel went to announce the good tidings, the glad tidings, the good news to Theotokos, St. Mary, and she responded to this good news and said, "My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior." And this is where came from the relationship between rejoicing and salvation. So she rejoiced in God, yet she needs salvation. And she is the salvation of Adam and rejoice of our mother Eve. And she was the source of joy of Adam and Eve. As we all remember, if you go back to the book of Genesis, the very beginning, God, his intention when he created man and woman and Eve, a rib from Adam, his intention was man to be happy, to rejoice, and to be joyful always in the presence of God. Once there is no God in our life, there is no joy. Many things and many events in our life could happen and makes us happy, right? I got a nice fancy car. I'm happy with it. I succeed in a certain exam, got a nice a good job, I'm happy with it. We have a nice wedding, we're all happy in such event or such a birthday. This brings happiness to our life, right? But when the effect of these events is gone, when the night is over, wedding is ended, everybody goes home, or even sometimes certain things makes us happy, even if it's harmful. I have a nice drink, I'm happy. I smoke a certain thing, I'm happy, and even I'm high. So all these things with the effect, all these material things, although we think that we're happy, yet when the effects is not there, there's no happiness. And as I've read recently, happiness comes from when something happens. If something does not happen, we're not happy. This is not exactly the joy that God intended to have. Joy is a bit different than happiness. When we have something that triggers happiness, we're happy. When there is no effect of a drink or a party or the car, it's old, or house is getting wrecked and old, happiness is gone. But joy, which is from God, the intention of God, God wants us to be joyful. This is, as Christ said, "I'll give you joy that no one can take from you, an everlasting joy." And this is from God. So God, from the beginning, his intention that we all be happy. Not happy for an event, but joyful because of we are in his presence, because we have a relationship with God, and this is what makes us real, joyful people, and this is what we lack in our day. Although the all the means and tools we have in life, yet houses, us, everybody, sometimes we lack the joy. Then we have to check our relationship with God, what happened. In the beginning, Adam and Eve were very happy, and God gave them authority. And everything from the book of Genesis, when God created the whole creation, everything, God saw it good, right? And when it comes to the word good, it's not only because of the judgment of God on things, but it was pleasant, not to mankind only. Everything was beautiful. All the Garden of Eden, it was good. It brings joy to manhood. Also, it brought joy to God. So God was joyful with his creation. Everything, God saw it good. And for instance, when I have a nice outing or a good trip or a nice meal, I say, this is a good cake or a good meal. Good not only because I'm judging or giving marks on this thing, but also it brings pleasant to my heart. So this is the goodness come from. So God saw everything pleasant, not only everything, man himself. As the book of Proverbs says, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight, God is talking, my delight was the sons of man. The joy of God. God was very joyful with man and the creation. And God repeatedly said, when he created things, it is good in the first chapter of creation. So God's pleasure was repeated in manhood and in his creation. And the relationship was wonderful in this level. And once sin happened and disobedience came to man's life, this is the crack happened. And not only God is not in the presence of man, and Adam is away, he's cast out from Garden of Eden, there is no joy in his life. And all sorrow and all sadness and all labor and all tiredness and all disease, this came to the life of man once he is separated from God. So what we suffer from today, or when we lack joy, we have to check on our relationship with God. Are we in a state of repentance? Are we, as St. Mary said, she has rejoiced in God, her Savior. Savior from what? What God saved us? When Christ came, he saved us from what? From the pang of death, from the consequences of sin, which is death. So we're all condemned to death. And after all these years and generation, the good news came, and Christ was incarnate from the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and became man. He took flesh from humanity and restored Adam to his original state, the state of joy, the state of having a good relationship and strong relationship with God. And this is the state where we are when we repent, when we confess our sins. So let's not meditate on the life of Virgin Mary as we meditate on our life. Make it something practical in our life. When we lack joy, we have to check ourselves. We have to check, like Virgin Mary said, we rejoice in God, our Savior. We are saved from sin. We repent and confess our sins. This is the way we may bring joy again to our life. As St. Mary said when she praised God in her praise in the Gospel according to St. Luke, she said, the archangel told her that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. So joy is linked to the Holy Spirit. And we have many things in the Bible that prove that with no Holy Spirit, like the Virgin Mary, when Holy Spirit came upon her, and restore the relationship between man and God, joy came to the whole world. And in the book of Romans, St. Paul mentioned that, and the disciples were continually filled with joy. When they were filled with joy, we remember that when the Holy Spirit came upon Virgin Mary, the joy came to the whole world. Joy came to the whole creation, and there was reconciliation between manhood and God again. So St. Paul confirms that and said the disciples continue filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. And in the book of Romans, he said, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. As we said in the beginning, events and occasions and material things that come from the earth, it does not make us joyful. It might bring some happiness in our life, but no joy. That St. Paul confirms, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Always link the Holy Spirit to the joy. When I'm lacking joy, I have to ask and beg the Holy Spirit, as we mentioned in the third hour, come and abide in us, renew yourself in us. So when we renew our relationship with God and through the Holy Spirit, then we bring joy to our life. And Saint Paul said again, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy. How we are going to be filled with joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Exactly as Virgin Mary said, when she rejoiced because of salvation, she rejoiced in God and her Savior because the Holy Spirit came upon her and dwelt in her. When we are baptized, when we are confirmed, when chrismation, we have the same Spirit that dwelt and came upon the Holy Virgin Mary. So when we need joy, when we need salvation, we look at the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is the Spirit of joy. And also, St. Paul mentioned to the Thessalonians, you also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Spirit. And there is a big, this link between the Holy Spirit and joy, you'll find it always where the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of joy, righteousness, happiness, chastity, this is the Spirit of joy when we can have the Holy Spirit always. Where we get this Holy Spirit, as we mentioned, in baptism, chrismation, but on a daily basis, where we get it from the Word of God. Thank God we have all Bibles, we have apps, we have tens and hundreds of Bibles everywhere. But if we have the Holy Spirit there in a closed book, where we can get the joy from unless we open the book on a daily basis, not only once but twice a day, and read and inhale from the Holy Spirit, from the Word of God. As when people lost the Book of Law, and Ezra, the priest came and found them and read to them, then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. How and where? From the word of God, when he read to them the word of God. And St. Bede said, commenting on this, for it is a holy day for the Lord, for us, when we take pains to hear and carry out these words, the word of God. On this day, it is proper that however much outwardly we have endured the obstacles of tribulations, we should be rejoicing in hope. Where we get this? From the Holy, by the Holy Spirit, but from the word of God. However much our world also condemned, eat fat food and drink sweet drink, that is to rejoice over the abundance of good action bestowed on us by God and over very sweetness of hearing God's word. Christ himself said, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Because God is command, Christ has commanded us to ask in his name. What do we ask? What do we lack? Ask and you'll be and you will receive, that your joy may be full. When can we get this full joy? When this fullness of joy can dwell in us, we have it when we ask. It's very simple. He commanded us to ask. Who'll ask for joy? When we're lacking us, we're not going to look for a trip somewhere, a vacation somewhere, or any of the fancy stuff in this world. We ask and we receive this joy. Very simple. Christ said, ask, you'll be given. Ask for the full joy, we'll ask. We'll keep on asking for him every day, we'll have this joy. Saint Augustine said, commenting on this, our fullness of joy, there's nothing greater than this is to enjoy God in the Trinity, in the image of whom we are made. When our relationship with God restored, when there is no sin, when there's no obstacle between us and God, when we reconcile, then we'll have this, restore this relationship. We'll have this full joy and reconcile with God as Adam rejoiced and Eve rejoiced by the salvation when they received salvation from God. في ثيوتوكيت يوم الحد تقول الكنيسة إنه خلاص أبينا آدم وفرح حواء. الخلاص جه منين؟ لما كانت العلاقة بين آدم والله مستقرة وكان الإنسان عايش في الحضرة الإلهية بصفة مستمرة، سام كانش محتاج حاجة. الله خلقه وصنعه على صورته ومثاله وسلطه على كل شيء. الإنسان كان محتاج إيه عشان ينقصه سعادة؟ كان محتاج إيه عشان يدور على فرح بره أو أي مصدر تاني؟ لكن لما الإنسان أخطأ وسقط وانعزل عن الله وحط بينه وبين الله الحاجز ده، دخل الكآبة ودخل الحزن واستمر انتقل الحزن من آدم لكل جنس وبنيه إلى أن جاء ملء الزمان وربنا يسوع المسيح تجسد وخد جسد مثيل العذراء اللي هو الجسد بتاعنا، وفي المعمل الإلهي ده اتحد بجسدنا وجي عشان يعطي فرح للعالم، فرح ونصرة من عواقب الخطية، من موت الخطية واللعنة اللي علقت في آدم وبنيه لحد ما جي ربنا يسوع المسيح ومات على الصليب وسحق الشيطان ونزل جحيم. وفي يمكن في أيقونة مشهورة قوي ربنا يسوع المسيح بتاع القيامة، هو واخد في إيديه كده حواء وآدم شبطانين فيه وخرجهم من الجحيم ورد أبين آدم وبنيه إلى الفردوس دفعة أخرى. ده لكل الكلام اللي بنقوله في ثيوتوكيات، نفسنا كده ربنا يدينا نعمة إن إحنا ما نبقاش بس بنعمة، يعني ربنا يبارك في الآباء ويعوض البرنامج اللي بيعملوه ده، يفكرونا بالست العذراء وتمجيد الست العذراء عشان مش يبقى بس ناخد الكلام ده جوه الكنيسة وفرحين بالتمجيد وفرحانين بكلمة الله ونروح في نفس المنوال ونفس الحالة. ربنا يسوع المسيح بتجسده بمجيئه للعالم جه عشان يرفع عننا كل حزن وكآبة وكل عواقب الخطية. All the consequences of sin were lifted by the coming of Christ, the incarnation from the Holy Theotokos Saint Mary. ولما ربنا وعد انه من نسل المرأة من نسل الحواء، يعني آدم جه منين؟ لا أب ولا أم، من الله دايركتلي. حواء جت من آدم من رجل، ربنا يسوع المسيح جه من نسل المرأة عشان يعطي الفرح والسلام ده، والله تمم وعده بمجيء ربنا يسوع المسيح وتجسده من والدة الإله وخد جسد من الجسد البشرية وأصبح مولود من امرأة. كل بنات آدم وكل أولاد آدم وحواء فرحوا بهذا الخلاص وبهذا التجسد اللي جاي من السيدة العذراء. السيدة العذراء والدة الإله، أم الله اللي حملت الله وجابت لنا الخبر المفرح ده، وفي منتهى الهدوء والاتضاع والسلام والخدمة والانسحاق دايما كده البنش الأخير والمكان الأخيرة، كانت بتنشر السلام ده، بتنشر الفرح ده، مش لتحضر في عرس قناة الجليل تملأ الدنيا فرح بوجود ربنا يسوع المسيح طبعا، لكن بشفاعة السيدة العذراء يتحول الجو الكئيب ده أو كئيب اللي كان ممكن يبوظ الفرح إلى جو فرح بشفاعة السيدة العذراء. إحنا دايما بنستشفع بيها ونطلب، بس مش عشان هي بتعمل لنا معجزة أو ظهرت أو إنه عشان والدة الإله، هي مريم ثيوتوكس والدة الإله بها جه الفرح وزال الحزن على البشرية كلها. ربنا يدينا فرح إن إحنا كل ما نتعب من حاجة نفتكر ونصلي كده نرفع عينينا ربنا ونطلب من ربنا يسوع المسيح، نقوله بشفاعة السيدة العذراء والدة الإله اللي جابت فرح للبشرية كلها بميلاد ربنا يسوع المسيح، ولا ربنا المجد دائما أبديا آمين.
And pray thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy will be done on earth and heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we trespass against us. Lead us from temptation, deliver from evil in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Love God the Father, grace of his only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, gift and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. peace. May the peace of the Lord be with you.
شاكرين محبة قدسك جدا وربنا يديم محبتك خير الكلام ما قل ودل.